One of the questions on the Massachusetts ballot this November is designed to eliminate what advocates call cruel confinement of some farm animals. It would outlaw some practices used to raise calves for veal, for pig reproduction, and for egg-laying chickens. It would also stop the sale of out-of-state products if those methods are used. Opponents say the measures would be too costly and drive up prices at the grocery store. WBUR's Andrea Shea has this primer on ballot question number 3.
Cute pictures of baby pigs adorn posters in the Yes on 3 headquarters. The MSPCA supports the measure and is letting the animal lovers behind the ballot initiative use a small office at the Angel Animal Medical Center in Jamaica Plain.
Hi, my name is Brigitte, and I'm a volunteer with Yes on 3 to prevent animal cruelty.
With help from hundreds of volunteers, a coalition including the Humane Society of the United States won placement for question 3 on the state ballot. Stephanie Harris is the Yes on 3 campaign director and heads the Humane Society in Massachusetts.
A Yes on 3 is a vote for cage-free, so it's about giving farm animals enough space to turn around and extend their limbs. It's that modest.
That idea appears to be popular with voters. A recent WBUR poll shows 66% of respondents support question 3, and Harris says 100 family farms have signed on. If it passes, the law would eliminate the use of confining cages and crates for breeding pigs, calves raised for veal, and egg-laying hens.
In Massachusetts, there are more than 3,000 hens that are kept in these type of conditions right now. And so this is about giving those hens enough space, and it's about protecting the Massachusetts consumers from unsafe, substandard, and inhumane eggs and meat products.
But the 3,000 hens Harris just mentioned are all at one farm, Diamond Farm in the western Massachusetts town of Wendell. No other farms here use the methods that would be banned by question 3.
We've long abandoned these practices in Massachusetts, again, with the exception of one farm.
Brad Mitchell is with the Massachusetts Farm Bureau, a 6,000-member organization.
And I don't see them ever coming back, so we're a little perplexed as to why we're the target of this.
Mitchell says some of his members feel like pawns in a national campaign to drive policy in other states. And because question 3's passing would also eliminate the sale of products from confined animals, he questions Massachusetts' ability to monitor practices at out-of-state industrial farms that raise pigs for pork and hens for eggs. That's the sound of hundreds of hens running around an enclosed field in Lincoln. Pete Lowy knows a lot about cage-free eggs. He's farm manager at Codman Community Farm and co-founder of Pete and Jen's Backyard Birds. Since 2003, Pete and his wife Jen have been caring for high-end pasture-raised chickens that get to graze on grass in the open air, which is time-consuming and expensive. Lowy says this ballot measure raises a lot of questions.
We believe raising our animals this way because we just think it makes sense in a million different ways. I think the ballot question is a complicated issue, and everyone has to understand the ramifications of a bill like this.
Lowy is concerned about unclear language, further regulation of farmers, and the impact question 3's passing would have on consumers. Some opponents say the ballot question's biggest impact would be felt in the grocery store. While the vast majority of eggs produced in Massachusetts already conform to Yes on 3 space requirements, the motherload of eggs in markets, which come from large out-of-state producers, do not.
I don't want my affordable choice being taken away.
Diane Sullivan is an anti-poverty advocate from Medford who remembers feeding her family with eggs when she was struggling. She expects approval of the ballot question would cause egg prices here to skyrocket.
I'm trying to say people have the choice already, yet 90% of us buy conventional eggs because I'm sure for the most part, that's what we can afford.
The Yes on 3 campaign claims the shift would cost a penny per egg. But this ballot question isn't just about chickens and eggs. Confining pregnant pigs in what are known as gestation crates, which a lot of farmers believe increases the chances their animals will give birth, is standard practice in other parts of the country. National Pork Producers Council President John Weber has a large pig operation in Iowa and represents 68,000 U.S. producers. He says approval of question 3 would limit the supply of pork in Massachusetts.
All this ballot initiative is going to do is going to restrict that one phase that one method is using, which happens to be the majority of the pork produced in the country. And believe me, it will have an economic impact on food prices.
But Question 3 backers say food giants Costco, Oscar Mayer, and Smithfield Farms have already committed to not using products from pigs confined in so-called gestation crates. And Stephanie Harris of the Humane Society notes hundreds of companies, including McDonald's and Dunkin' Donuts, have already pledged to transition to using only cage-free eggs over the next decade.
This is part of a global shift in the direction towards cage-free, and the Massachusetts Initiative will codify a lot of changes that are already underway. With so many food companies pledging to go cage-free, it's the way of the future.
If voters decide Question 3 should become law, the animal containment practices it seeks to end would be phased out by 2022. Massachusetts would join nearly a dozen other states that have passed similar laws, including Arizona, Maine, Florida, and Michigan. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.